The Marketplace on BFM 89.9.
With me in the studio is Ahmad Najib Nazlan, the CEO of Maybank Asset Management Malaysia, to share his views on what to expect in 2020. So what should investors watch out for?
Now, folks, for 2020, we expect it to be another bumpy and cloudy year for capital markets. We are facing the de-escalation of US-China trade wars, potential increase of geopolitical risks, especially in the Middle East, and now recently the health scare coming out of China. So as far as assets are concerned, we think equities would likely outperform fixed income for the year. And a balance or mixed asset investment would provide a better risk-adjusted return for this market environment. Now, to cater for this environment, Maybank Asset Management has launched its first global Sharia mixed asset fund called Maybank Global Mixed Asset iFund. The fund offers three major benefits: an absolute target of 6% per annum in dollars net of fees. Secondly, defending the investor's capital against potential market downside to dynamic allocation. And third, the fund has the ability to dynamically invest across markets and also asset classes.
So what new investing trends are you foreseeing this year?
Now, there are two major trends. One is technology and the other is ESG. We've seen tech changing the playing field for investors, with most or advanced asset managers using tech to reduce cost of investing and also create smart diversified portfolios. Now, essentially, it's doing more with less. The trend for ESG or sustainable investing is growing rapidly, and we at Maybank Asset Management believe that by incorporating ESG principles, it would appeal to the growing affluent society that cares and want to make a positive change. Simply put, it's making money and doing good at the same time.
And how does Maybank Asset Management stay relevant to the younger generation?
50% of the world's population are millennials, and they are coming to full maturity as investors. They are called digital natives and would have very different behaviours. They tend to look for affordability, transparent solutions, nothing too complicated, and they would invest in companies that support their ideals. Therefore, at Maybank Asset Management, we are adapting to serve this vibrant population that would require their investments, again, to be affordable, simple, and also accessible.
So as we enter the post-digital era, how can the asset management industry stay relevant?
Now, there are three major things. Yeah? To stay relevant, we must do more with less, i.e. utilizing machine learning, artificial intelligence, and also robotic process automation. We have to have diversity in solutions. Thirdly, simplicity in terms of communication and also access to solutions.
I've been speaking to Ahmad Najib Nazlan, the CEO of Maybank Asset Management Malaysia, on Capital Ideas with Maybank. I'm Keith Kam for BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
The Marketplace on BFM 89.9.